listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Wayne Fritz.
Hey, good afternoon. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, doing well. It's been a while since we've had a show with just us, so it's always good to kind of regroup and
see where
things are at. So
I heard you had a wild weekend.
I wouldn't say wild, but yeah, there was a UFC fight here in Dallas. Got to meet a lot of the fighters, a lot of new fighters that are kind of up and coming, so it's always good to talk to those folks and go from there. I did talk to the head of fighter development for UFC.
Oh, wow.
Continuing, I might go to the UFC Performance Institute here after a while. That's in Vegas, and kind of poke around there a little bit and continue to see what we can get going with UFC fighters. You know, if not, I mean, there's other fighters, man. There's PFL League. There's bare knuckle. I was watching some bare knuckle fighting. And, man, it's interesting, man. It's obviously a little bit more savage, but the rounds are only 2 minutes a round. And if anybody gets knocked down, the fight stops. It's really good. It's really interesting. It's a different.
Yeah, because what was that young girl's name?
Christine Ferreira.
I love her. She is just so awesome.
Yeah, man. Anyhow, so I know that there are coaches and people that want to break out and service this population because it's fun. And it's also a really cool group of people to hang out with, and you get to see some cool stuff, you know. But anyhow, what else is going on?
By the way, your son, a guy I used to stay in his RV park when I lived on a bus, traveled around. My home base was in New Caney.
Right out of Houston, yep.
Yep. And this old boy that fronted the money, I think he owned several Sonics, and his son did the manual labor and built the park and ran the park.
Oh, wow.
But when I first pulled in and I met Dad, real nice gentleman, we became friends. And he said, my son runs this, but he's not here right now. But he told me about him. He said, let me tell you something. He has matured well. And I'm going to tell you, that would be the comment I would have to give you about your son. He was awesome on the call. I mean, I'm telling you.
I was like, which got two of them, and they're both awesome in their own ways. But yeah. Yes,
that was a great call, man. I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, folks, the good thing about this show is there's people that we know that are in various parts of their career. The former co-host before Wayne Fritz here was Neil Williams. Neil Williams was in that same chair, he came out, he got his coaching certification, he started making moves with his social media, started doing these kind of videos on his own. He hired, some resources to assist him with that. And to this day, Neil Williams is probably now, 2.5 years later, Neil's probably one of the leading recovery coaches in North Texas. Now, Neil puts in the work, man. Make no mistake about it. It wasn't just from being on the show or some other stuff. He put in the work and continues to do so. And there he is. And I had no idea that my son's life would take this trajectory. I figured it was going to be in the psychology realm. He's finishing his psychology degree. He and I do think a lot alike, I probably should stop there. He'll get embarrassed, but.
Well, listen, I'll tell you, when you've got a son like him, I just want to say I was impressed.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And and we didn't go into his very stressful start. I mean, it was real, real stressful. And, but, he has, gone through the refiner's fire, you might say, at several different levels, and he's doing real well. So we'll continue to watch him and have, Mr. Brennan come back on the show here, maybe in a couple of months. He's got two clients now, Wayne. He's got one that, he that flies him back and forth, and the client flies back and forth, and then another one in the San Antonio area. And so he's doing well, man. Just come out of the gate, a couple of solid clients like that. So that's really good. And so once that builds, you know the rest of the story. I know the rest of the story.
Well, right, yeah. Well, right before our radio show, I have a steady every Monday
call
Zoom call with a group.
Yes,
one of my clients, and we're doing real well. So he's wanting to continue.
Oh yeah.
And one of those people on that call, I just looked at my phone, so please excuse me, but they're wanting to have me come just work with them also.
Good.
How things spread out, and yeah, so I'm starting to build a pretty good clientele with the coaching, and that's just wonderful.
Yeah,
it takes, it takes time, and it takes being active, developing relationships.
That's right.
And keeping, anytime I talk to somebody, I put my number out there for somebody else. So anyway.
No, I think you get back what you put into it. I mean, if in 2017, I bust my ass on being in magazines and newspapers, radio shows, some television. I mean, I was on top of, But I put a lot of time into it, right? I'd respond to media inquiries. I was creative writing things to answer certain questions that would get picked up in syndicated magazines and stuff like that. And you know what? That paid off. That laid a foundation then that a lot of clients came from that, And even this program is a source of course, it's great. Sam is great. LA Talk Radio is great.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it also provides clients or prospective clients some level of comfort or legitimacy.
That's credibility. It's a lot of names.
Thank you.
It's called a lot of names, but yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Thank you.
You do what? You're on a what?
You're right.
Really?
And then
you give them all the Apple podcasts and the iHeartRadio.
I have a lady friend. She's not a competitor. We'll just call her a colleague. Okay. And she's, man. And then she went to, now this is amazing. She went to one of these JT Fox seminars. I think she paid $15,000, between $15,000 and $20,000. And they do some training, but part of that fee is that you get to pick some sort of a person to sit on the stage with. And let's say, anyway, this lady picks Dr. Phil.
Oh no.
Oh yes. And she gets these pictures as if she's telling Dr. Phil what to do, or Dr. Phil's taking notes from her, And my God, she, as soon as she finished that, and so she ran with that, and then she's doing speaking and coaching and all this other stuff. But I mean, she ran with those Dr. Phil pictures for like 6 or 7 months, man.
No kidding. I'd ride that horse till it fell down.
Oh yeah. God, if I put that much, if I put that kind of money into something, I would too. I'm cheap, right? So I would follow, I would do these Haro things, help report. I mean, there's some stuff I can even, share with you, Wayne. I got two things I can tell you, Wayne. If you want to put some time into it, brother, you'll be.
Well, I still owe you lunch.
So we'll you do lunch. I'll tell you my secrets. Now, one is a, One is like, oh gosh, 39 a month, and the other one's like 59 a month. But it's the best money you ever spend if you participate in it. You know what I mean? Anyhow, so yeah, right. So you're talking about your coaching thing is growing. You set relationships, and of course, we have this marvelous program that's on Apple Podcasts. I'm going to see. I think we're on Stitcher now. I need to check on that. Anywho, right. But the thing that, and again, I love talking to you because what you do is just so marvelous and sales driven. And I mean, I made up something. I need to ask you. So I've probably been telling a tall tale to people about you. So let walk me through this. Okay. How long have you been involved with Salad Master? How many years?
1973.
Wow. So I'm 59, 49 years.
Yes.
God. Oh, okay. So you've been involved with him for 49 years. Suffice it to say, could I say truthfully that you've been either directly or indirectly responsible for the sale of, say, $15 million in?
No, way more than that. I mean, don't sell me too short there, big guy.
Oh, okay.
No, right. I mean, if you mean personal sales?
Brother, I mean anything. I mean,
remember, I was president of the company. And remember last year we did almost $100 million.
Shoot me a number that I can tell my friends and brag about you and it be truthful.
Well, we're bouncing right at $100 million right now.
$100 million.
I'm retired now.
That's all right. It doesn't.
That was the peak.
Retired?
That was the peak.
$100 million a year or $100 million lifetime?
A year.
Oh, man.
That was the peak.
When you were in the field, what was your count as a field man? You know what I'm saying? Direct sales. Just
retail was a little over $4 million a year.
God, $4 million a year? For how many years were you in the field?
Oh, now every year wasn't that. I mean, you start small, but sure. Those were my big years. Probably it was over $4 million a year about 6 years. Then it was, you know, it built up. It was $500,000, $1 million, you know, I mean, and prices
so increased. So solid $30 million yourself as a sales.
Oh, yes.
And then $100 million a year plus as president. Okay. Now, I mean, those are the facts. I mean, those aren't feelings. Those are facts, right? You can't change the facts.
Well, it's funny. I just had a guy on this call I had before. I was talking about numbers, and I said, you know, there's an old saying that figures don't lie, but liars figure. And so, yeah.
I haven't heard that one from you, brother. Awesome.
I'm going to tell you what, Bruce, I've said this to you before, but I got to say it again. When you laugh sometimes, I'm serious, sometimes you look and act, and I've said this to you, like my brother-in-law, Woody, and I love him. He's the best guy in the world.
Oh.
He's a little bit older than you now. He's about 80, but he's still, and his nickname for me has always been Schizo.
Schizo.
So go figure that out.
Yeah, that's not good, but we'll take it. If he's 80, he's clicking along. Amen. Well, speaking of credibility, I mean, my God, you know, $30 million in personal sales, probably $500 million. No, or how many years were you in the CEO chair? Ish.
Only about four.
Okay, so about $500 million in.
Yeah, I was. No, we actually we didn't do that $100 million a year when I was president.
Oh, damn. Okay.
We were a little bit smaller. We've been growing since then. But
okay.
That's when I retired the first time. And frankly, I got tired of
yeah.
politics
yep.
and corporate life. So I went in the field, and that's when I started doing that $4 million a year, a little bit over. And then they wanted me back, of course. And so that's when I went back in. And they've been doing some growing, and I just continued to help them as well. I'm just a part of it. So
I would say, yeah, I know, same here.
Bruce, let me just mention something to our listeners. And you,
please.
The lady that wants me to do coaching now for her and her team.
Okay.
Can be our, I'm just going to find out, but she's consented to be our guest.
Oh, good, good.
Listen, she will knock you out.
Looking forward to it. I need a knock out.
There's not a room big enough to hold her. She bounces off the walls.
All right.
I mean, this lady, there's a big story behind it. I'll tell you another time. But she's probably one of the finest builders and Christian givers that I've ever met. And her husband is just like her. But this girl is nuts. I mean, and I mean that in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
She just said that she would come on the show.
Well, that's fantastic. Look, hey, the sooner you can set it up, the better. So
I'll get it set up today.
Yeah, man.
And I'll get with you.
Well, that's really good, because we want to hear from people like that. That
well, here's a girl that during the pandemic, her husband is military. They were in Washington State.
Okay.
And she built quite a good dealership.
Okay.
Master dealer, which is upper echelon.
Right, right. We talked about that, the master dealer. Yeah.
The upper 5% probably.
Okay.
And her husband got transferred to San Antonio.
Uh-oh. Because he's in the Army or whatever, or Air Force.
Yeah. And actually, he's a PA, the physician's assistant.
Oh, okay.
And he also teaches it now. But anyway, so she could not have her business there because it was already pretty much full up or something.
Right.
But so she would fly to Washington.
Okay.
And during the pandemic and just after when you could fly around again. And she would fly around. And she still, last year, qualified as a master dealer and was not even living in where her dealership is.
Wow.
That's some kind of personality and some kind of work.
Because usually the master dealer lives in the locale.
Oh yeah, you got to be at work, you got to be at the office, you got to be you got to have opportunity night, you got to have training all the time, you got to have cooking schools, you got to do it all every day.
Opportunity night. Cuz there's those are part of the rituals of the status of the dealer. I know I caught you with your mouth full.
Yeah. I didn't eat lunch and I'm having cantaloupe.
Hey, man.
And it's so sweet right now. You know, you got to eat all you can while it's
in. You're on half of the show, baby. I mean,
part of our, our business, and I've said this before, is all about the square. It's about booking shows. It's about, I can say the word recruiting here.
Yep.
It's about training, and it's about closing a sale. That's it. That's it. Ain't nothing else. And if you think it's something else, you're making it hard. So today on the training, this
call
with these dealers, some of it was a little training. And remember, they're the dealers. They're the ones that buy wholesale from the company, and they have a group of people that do shows.
Okay.
That go out and sell. So these are leaders. These are management people, field management.
Okay. So,
but still, you know, it's easy to forget the basics.
True.
And it's funny, we were talking about when you're talking about opportunity night.
Right.
That opportunity. We were talking about, or I was mentioning the 3-foot rule.
Oh.
And also the 5-penny rule. In other words, when you get in the morning, put 5 pennies in your right pocket.
Right.
And every time that day that you talk to somebody about the opportunity, take a penny and put it in the other pocket. And when you've transferred all 5 pennies, you can go home.
Wow.
In other words, don't stop until you've talked to five people about the opportunity.
Right.
And how you do it, you go to the mall, you go anywhere, and, you know, just say, hi, Bruce. Or you can say, hello, sir, I'm Wayne. Or, you know, you just bump into somebody and talk to them. And you look like you got a good personality. That's nice. What are you? Are you making all the money you want to make, or does you know you can? In other words, this is developing a conversation. When you get them to come see your show, and here's the best story I've ever heard because it's real.
Right.
I've got a friend in Canada. His name is Amador. He wouldn't mind me saying his name. Amador is a real soft-spoken individual.
Okay.
I've known him for 30 years. He's soft-spoken, but, you know, dynamite comes in small packages.
Sure does.
Amador will go to the mall. Now, he's from the Philippines, so he feels more comfortable speaking with Filipino.
Of course.
But he'll look for somebody from the Philippines, and he'll go up and start talking to them. To find out where they're from. The Filipinos like all of a sudden to talk their language, you know, so right. they're comfortable automatically with another Filipino. But they'll start talking, then he'll get them to come look at the business. Now, one time about 8 or 9 years ago, Amador went into a casino up in Canada.
Oh boy.
Now he goes to these places on a mission. And he ran in, he saw this Filipino couple. And he went up and started talking with them. And they found out that they came from the same province. So they talked a lot, the man and his wife. And he got the man to come with him the next day, and he rode on a show. Okay. Amador sold two sets on that show.
Wow.
And he wrote a check to this gentleman for commission, like he sold the sets. And the man said, what's this money for? He said, well, that's the money that you'll always earn if you'd sell two sets like I just did last night. That guy was a Royal Canadian Mounted Police. That was his job, the Filipino guy.
Right. He
started working for Amador. For the last 2 years in a row, now eight or nine years ago, okay? For the last 2 years in a row, this couple has been the number one dealer in the world.
Golly.
That's it. You never know who you're going to run into and meet and offer the, you could get the next world champion.
Wow.
And that's why they send scouts out to watch ball players and football and all. They send scouts out. And that's what we like to do. We call it talent scouting. So you want to go talent scouting. You want to look for talent. But this couple, let me see.
And what a genius.
This couple, each of the last 2 years has done a little over $8 million a year.
$8 million a year as a couple.
And listen, they live in Winnipeg, damn Canada.
Right.
It's a little bit of nothing but cold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's amazing, man.
You never know.
And had he not walked up to them, engaged them, and then the whole thing with that commission check, talk about sealing the deal.
I've got another friend. I was his best man at his wedding. Famous salad master guy. Always said, invest and enjoy. It's like your friend that sat down with Phil. I would imagine her ROI was a good one.
Oh, yeah. Now.
I imagine it worked out.
Yeah. And, but yes, it will.
Yeah.
So if it hasn't, which I'm sure it has, it will. So.
Well, I tell you, you always have to be out there. One old boy always told me, he said, as long as you're doing something, something will happen. Usually when you're doing nothing, nothing happens. So it's pretty simple.
If you're doing something, something will happen. If you're doing nothing,
That's right. Everything takes an action.
I got to do that. My THC people smoking and all that stuff, no edibles all day long and stuff. Yeah, if you're doing something, something will happen. But if you're doing nothing, but those are the facts, you know.
I mean, I like the way people say, oh, that stuff's okay. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't affect you. Yes, it does.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to get into it, but I'll just say this. The reason why those things, I think, should still be illegal, even the ones that you eat, because you can't dose them, right? You might give this much brownie. I'm just going to pull something up. You have a brownie, and it's this big. So we give one to me or one to this other guy, and the other guy, he doesn't feel anything, but I'm like seeing octopuses on the windshield, yeah. And, you know, hearing demons, and not really, I wouldn't say hearing demons, but it ain't good. That octopus is not a Christ-centered hallucination anyway.
Do you know, I was reading an article. But in the 70s, I'm a 70s guy. I'm a Vietnam.
Right.
But you know, that stuff back then, the amount of the whatever it is that gets you high was very low.
Right.
And it's extremely, like 8%.
Right.
Compared to today of 90-some percent.
Yeah.
So it's so strong.
It is. It is.
Yeah, I'm just, you know what, Bruce, I've had a lot of, I've sinned. We all were sinners.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I give thanks often about not having to have gone through any of that.
Right.
I really do. I mean, boy, you got it. I came from the 60s and 70s. Man, that was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And
right.
I can't do that without it. So, well, almost. But
right. Yeah, I mean, you think, you know. Yeah, so I'm just. Get to be our age, we're just interested in waking up another day, you know, so kind of focus on that.
I got a question for you.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you had a problem.
It's about coaching.
Okay.
And reaching out.
Okay.
You reach out pretty far. I don't know if you coach that way or not, but you're a ham radio man. And I know you laughed this morning when we were texting, but seriously, you got to bring some of that into the office and show it and talk about it. I just, it's such a, you know, it's not as common today.
No.
So many people don't know about that. Used to be, I mean, you saw a lot more ham operators and they'd be up all night and it was just, of course I had a CB, you know, back then, but. The ham is the bomb.
You know, yeah. And I told you that this office that you see won't be in it much longer. The building is sold, and I'm entering into somewhat negotiations as to where I'm going to end up next, and we'll see where that is, and it'll be just fine. Now, my Dallas office is on the 8th floor, and one of the walls is just pure glass, Wayne, and it overlooks. Well, since that's 90 feet above ground, your boy here,
ooh,
I built a custom wire antenna for that office. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
That is too cool.
I had the calculator. I did painstaking calculations, 49-1, UN Ballin. That son of a gun. I'm used 20 gauge wire, which isn't very thick at all. I mean, 20 gauge is really thin wire, has a white coating. You can't even see it on the white tiles. And I have two little hooks, little command strips, and it goes up and it goes down and it goes over and it goes back down. Be about 35 feet. And I'm going to hopefully test it next week. But, man, if that thing works, and I'm up 90 feet.
Wall to wall and treetop tall.
Baby, that's yeah. It.
Wall to wall and treetop tall.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that. You betcha, boy. We got the XYL with me. We're going to crack a couple of cold 807s. Anyway, all those good. All those good CB things. And so we'll see how that goes, man. I'm excited. I'm kind of scared, but I'm kind of excited. We'll see. And, you know, you never know with those buildings and the type of interference. But, damn, 90 feet above ground. See, when you're 90 feet above the ground with an antenna and a transmitter, you're in a pretty good spot, you know. I mean, think about it. That's why these planes, anyway, these planes on 5,000 watts with at 110 megahertz, they're still getting out a long way. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. What was I going to say? See, I mean, really, you've got what reception? Because man alive.
Oh, I was talking to, as a matter of fact, the other night, I was talking to a guy flying a 777 from Buenos Aires. He was bored, and he went over to his HF radio. Now, you know those South American airlines, they do whatever.
Wow.
Yeah, they do whatever they want to do. You know what I mean? So this old boy was bored, and I was talking to him, sitting in the backyard, it's fun. I think people just like to hear about it. You know, it's a fun.
And that's what I mean. I bet if you went out and did interviews on the street in downtown Dallas and asked people, do you know what a ham radio is? They wouldn't.
I mean. And it is a ministry opportunity for a lot of things, right?
Yes.
Now, funny thing is, and I'll tell you, right? And hopefully I'll be getting something back. There's one more test I can get where I am, like, access to everything. But I do have the second highest license. Well, Wayne, on one of the bandwidths, on two of the bandwidths, okay, that we can, it's very, very close to shortwave radio. So, I mean, as a matter of fact, it's really, really close. So you've heard some of those Christian shortwave broadcasts from other countries, right? Hey, man, at 100 watts?
Whoa.
I'm only a tenth. I mean, they're at 100,000 watts. Why am I at 100? But hey, if the solar flares and God are on my side, man, I can make it. The long way, you know what I'm talking like. Let's talk Philippines at 4:30 in the morning. The long way on 75 meters. I mean, that's real talk, citizen. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't roll up and talk to the Philippines.
No,
off of your CB radio. Like, you got
no.
Yeah, Vietnam, all them folks, Asian Pacific Islander, you know.
Oh. That would be crazy.
I mean, I'm just happy to be in the room. I'm happy to, can I get a contact card from you or whatever on the internet and just say I did it. And that's one of my lifetime achievements or whatever would be, to do that. But anyway, it is fun to be able to talk to people. And there are these late night networks. I'm figuring stuff out. There's these group of guys, and they're in different pockets in different parts of the world, and they'll talk to each other all night.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm figuring this stuff out, man. It's like its own world, man. It's something.
Well, that's probably I would think the best definition. It's a different world.
But I tell you, one of the band, and I'll try to be brief here for our listeners or anybody that cares. And one of the bandwidths is called 160 meters. So you have 160 meters, 80 meters, 40 meters, 20 meters, 17, 15, 20, 10. So there's different bandwidths that you can talk on or use teletype or use Morse code. And so you can do different things in different sections of each band. Okay. The FCC tells us what we can do where. Okay. We have, I've actually flubbed up and made a mistake. And so, hey, buddy, you're about kilocycles too low. You've been there. I'm like, well, okay. Anyway, but on the 160 meters, that's AM radio. I mean, that's there at that shortwave thing, right? Because your AM radio starts at 540 kilohertz and 1.6 megahertz, which is 1,600 kilohertz, if you, whatever you want to do about that. So that's the AM radio band. And you turn that thing on at night at 2 or 3 in the morning, what do you hear? New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. Listen, when I lived in Illinois and was selling salad master, I'd be coming home late at night. And AM radio was the radio then to have, but I would listen to
WNL
out of Nashville.
Yeah.
Out of Nashville, Ernie's, it was Ernest Tubbs Radio. Or no, because they had always advertised Ernie's record store down there in Nashville, Tennessee.
Right. And so one of my favorites is Radio, it's a cannon. Called Radio Cañon, and it's right there in Juarez, Mexico, on the other side of Interstate 10.
Well, you know who came out of that area?
Who's that?
Wolfman Jack.
That's right.
He came out of there 50,000 watts.
That's right.
That's where it was Mexico. He would bounce out of there. Yeah. Line.
Right. And you're right across the border, and I mean, now I think they went up to 100,000 watts. Yeah. They got a Sony antenna that's 300 feet in the air, and on one of those mountains in Juarez, right? Oh, man.
Got the Wolfman here.
Yeah, Wolfman Jack, you bet you, brother. But I tell you, guess what? You're going to get heard. End of story. 50,000 watts at night on a shortwave frequency? You're going all over the world, man. There's nothing that can stop, even in bad conditions.
Yeah.
As long as we have air.
As long as we have air, yeah. Oh.
You're going to be heard at 50,000 watts. Anyhow,
well, I think,
fun stuff, man. But you know what, Wayne? That's a good thing. We ought to.
You need to go get
your license. We can do a little.
Well, maybe so. I don't know. Listen, let me tell you something. When I was when CBs were big, and I had a CB radio. You can also go down a rabbit hole.
Oh yeah.
And man, I'd get on there. I don't remember all the lingo of what are you doing. I'm just sitting here in a rocking chair.
Yep.
Reading news. In other words, sitting and listening.
Well, but also the rocking chair is when you're on the road and there's four or five of you.
Yeah, yes. I still love that song, Convoy.
Yeah,
Convoy. But it's so true. That's how the truckers used to talk back and forth. Yep. Good buddy. But you can go down and start talking to people, and pretty soon they know your name. And my name was the Salad Maker.
What's your handle? What's your handle?
Yeah, my handle was Salad Maker. So, and then
the Pool Shark.
Yes, you get those handles.
And I had a license too, KKL 2649. Actually, I had one of the first CB licenses.
Mine was KQR 859.
Is that you had one too?
KQR 859.
Nice. Is that out of Indiana? Where were you then?
Illinois.
Okay.
Yeah, Illinois. So that's pretty cool. And then, you used them everywhere. We used it in work. So we were all over the place.
Oh, man. I lived in Wyoming. And I had a 667 watt amplifier underneath the driver's seat of my car.
Oh my! You were serious.
Surprised I didn't get testicular cancer, but
your car at night probably glowed when it went down the highway.
I had a 102 inch steel whip with the ball.
Did you have the whip?
Yep. And Corona balls would fly off the end of that stick like lightning. Had to get one with a ball on it.
Yeah.
I just had a straight.
That's too funny.
Now, I drive to the bluff. I was up 8,000 square feet. 8,000 square feet above sea level with 667 watts in that car. Man, I was chewing some CBers up, man. I mean,
when you left, you had to be careful of grass fires. That thing was so powerful.
Well, it's 20 below, so there's no problem with that.
You'd melt snow.
Yeah, man.
That's awesome.
We did a service, me and this guy, and I'll tell you real quick. So we would be in Laramie, Wyoming. They would close Interstate 80, but they'd close it outside of Laramie. They'd block off 287 north of Fort Collins, and you're just kind of stuck like Chuck for several days. A lot of these guys come up Interstate 25 and they go to Wyoming. They're at Little America and they're going to take a hard left on Interstate 80 and they think they're going to make it to Salt Lake. And we would get on that radio. Now, this is at the house. Now, I had the same thing at the house with this huge antenna that was on a rotator, right? And I'd point the house east toward Pilot Mountain, Cheyenne, and say, do not come to Laramie. I'd get on Channel 19. Right. And me and this other guy, man, and we would say, do not come to Laramie. There were about three of us that were heavy hitters in the town that had about 1,000 watts, you know, and we would, you know, we kind of ran that town anyway. Sure enough, Wayne, sure enough, old boy gets stuck coming off the pass, go down to Channel 9, man, somebody help me. It's 50 below, blah, 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 blah. So off we'd go. So me and my guy, man, we, you know, at Wayne, I was in graduate school, man. I was making maybe $100 a week. Okay. Like I'm starving to death. Okay. Real talk. So me and my guy, we get in the Jeep and we go up to Pilot Mountain. Here's this old boy. He's stuck like Chuck, you know, JB Hunt, all of them stuck like Chuck. And but there's a truck stop in Laramie. Right. And I see, and they had ComCheck. And so, man, my friend was an artist with a blowtorch and he could melt diesel at 30, 40, 50 below. Sure. He could melt diesel. He knew how to run the torch on the tank to melt the gas to get the truck out of there.
Holy mackerel.
And then the guy would be like, oh my God, you know, and you know, we had people and he was a pretty rough looking dude. People thought like, are you here to kill me? Like, no, we're not going to kill you. They thought they saw us. They knew we were coming because of the CB radio, but they saw this guy. He pops out that torch. He's like, you know, this is like Jason from like Friday the 13th type of thing. Wyoming, big old boy. You know the part about your size, but, you know, hairy and mean. Anyway, but we'd melt these things and they'd make it in town and we would just say, hey, whatever you think is fair. Man, let me tell you something. These guys, we got heads of lettuce and stereos, whatever they were, you know, whatever they were hauling, man. These guys were like, hey, you boys just take what you want, you know, and that was fine. We'd do trades. We didn't, you know, we just wanted to get the people out of the weather because they would die sooner or later, you know.
Probably sooner than later.
Hey, but anyhow. Woo, boy, takes me back to my youth, Wayne.
Hey, I'll tell you, yeah. I just got confirmation. We'll have a guest next week.
We got a guest next week here at the Conqueror's Coaches Show. We got to ring a bell. Ding, ding, ding.
I'll tell you what, this is good, boys. I get excited enough to, I could climb the tree backwards.
That's another reason right here.
So I will get her email and a picture so we can kind of.
Hey, and get that to me like today, okay?
Because I will get you the. As a matter of fact, Bruce, she just sent me the email, and right. I'll get her picture and I'll send them both to you.
Yep. Because actually, and you have PayPal. Anyway,
yeah. My
artist is in Canada that does these things for the show. It's all electronic, but anyway, we'll figure it out.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I'm just going to send you her
stuff right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Just, I'm using my phone, so I won't be able to get to it till after the show. But
as long as you got it,
we got 5.5 minutes here. Live in suspense for 5.5 minutes. Anyway, but no, that's fine. We'll get that going. Can't wait, man. Can't. Boy, she's going to be energetic and bouncing off the wall.
But okay, she.
I want to hear how she does what she does, brother.
Yeah, and I think
that
she can get people to do things they probably never thought they could. That's a leader. So that is a good definition of a good leader.
Yeah, they used to say I could sell ice to an Eskimo when I was younger.
And see, you, I believe them. You could.
Oh man, not now. But yeah, I can't. You know.
Well, yeah. I bet you coach a lot of Eskimos.
There's a few.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
So I, it's amazing. But I did. I think that Lainey Lynn is her name, and she will be awesome next week. But I do think we need to go into detail and kind of give a little lesson. And maybe it could even be you could go live or something to hear a show, the radio, or even if it's not working, you know, or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that one day.
Yeah, I just think it would be, I think it'd be interesting for anyone.
No, we will do it. I will coach people on how to use the radio. I will have it. It's about the size of a, it's about that size, the head of it. And I'll have it sit up on a table and maybe we'll do a live stream of me talking to somebody somewhere.
That'd be awesome. Now, you know, it's funny, Bruce, when you were saying about the size of it, it's funny. I remember of the ham radio. Yes. Remember
the room.
It took 10 minutes to warm up the tubes and
yeah,
that's what I remember when I was a kid of a guy that operated a ham radio.
The way, so this is called Shack in a Box. Remember they called it the Ham Shack.
Yeah.
This particular radio I have called the Shack in the Box. So it's everything that, and now they make an amplifier out of Italy. It's called RM Italy. They make this 500 watt amplifier and the head on is about the same size, but it does weigh about 52 pounds, but it's solid state. And I mean, between those two things, it's a wrap. Hang a wire outside.
You got it going.
If I can hear you, you can hear me.
Oh, gee whiz. That's awesome. That's awesome.
So, you know what? I'll take that under advisement. Yeah. We'll have a show where, we'll bust out a few contacts. There's a lot of YouTube videos and there's a lot of guys that do that. But I think, you know, I'll do that with my own unique spin on it. And you being an old CB guy, you'll really appreciate it. you know, and I myself was a CB guy, got me into it, man. When I was shooting Skip and talking, I could talk to New York. I could talk to California. There I was. 13 years old. Oh my gosh. I was addicted to this stuff. And yeah, it's geeky. Call me what you will. You know what I mean?
Geek. I love it.
Hey, but now, you know, I got a hobby that's cheaper than golf and keeps me at the house and out of trouble and actually useful. When that power goes off, I'm all of a sudden your best friend when there's no electricity. I lived that in Louisiana with those Hurricane Katrina and stuff like that. And there I was making phone calls all day from my going off of ham radio towers. Anyway, flex. Anyway, yes, that's very inspiring, Wayne. I will move forward on that. And that's a very good suggestion. We've got a minute and a half.
Man, alive, we're ready to wrap up, aren't we?
Yep.
See, that went fast.
It did go fast.
I want to say once again to please anybody on here today, do not miss next Monday. It'll be one of the finest shows.
Okay.
In the sales leadership, and it's from a female. And believe it or not, when I started, there were very few. It was mostly male, but females have taken over and they're way better than us guys. I'm just serious.
No. Nope.
But this girl has the motivation. She's a mother of two. She's a wonderful wife. You just couldn't find a better Christian.
Well, I can't wait. And I know our listeners can't wait either. All right. So that's it, folks. Come by, see our social media, Concierge Coaches Show on Facebook, Concierge_Coaches on Instagram. Also, we're on Apple Podcast, iHeartMedia, and several others. And Wayne, how can folks get a hold of you?
Right now, it's Wayne_515@yahoo.com. Thank you, Bruce.
Mothership, always good to have you. We can't wait. And y'all come into the show, watch us, listen to us next week, or make sure you save it and listen to it another time if you can't look at it live. So with that, we'll bid everybody a wonderful afternoon. Have a great week. And we'll see you here next time
on
Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care, everybody. See ya.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.